20 من شهر توبة المبارك أحسن الله انقضاءه أعاد علينا وعليكم ونحن أنتم مغفر الخطايا والزلات والآثام والسيئات من قبل مراحم الرب أباء إخوتي أمين. في مثل هذا اليوم تنيح القديس بروخوروس أحد 70 رسولا الذين اختارهم الرب يسوع، وهو أحد الشمامسة 7 الذين أقامهم الرسل وشهد لهم أنهم ممتلئون من الروح القدس والحكمة. وهو قريب القديس استفانوس رئيس شمامسة وأول الشهداء، وقد صاحب القديس يوحنا اللاهوتي في أغلب جولاته التبشيرية، فأقامه أسقفا على مدينة نيقوموديا فبشر أهلها بالسيد المسيح وعمد من آمن منهم، واحتمل ضيقات كثيرة بسبب خدمته وكرازته. ولما أكمل سعيه الصالح تنيح بسلام بركة صلوات فلتكن معنا أمين. Today also of the year 20 of the martyrs 304 in the Domini, the Holy Father Abba Kluk, the priest, was martyred. He was from a village called Elfant and his parents were Christians. Dioscorus was the name of his father, and his mother's name was Euphemia. And they raised him with a Christian upbringing. He learned the church subjects in the village school. اللي بيسموه الكتاب زمان يعني ما كانش فيه مدارس، فكان فيه كتاتيب كانوا يعني يعلموهم حاجات البدائية. وكان من أهم الكتاتيب، من أهم مكان في الكتاتيب كانوا بيحفظوهم المزامير، وتلامذة كتير كانوا يحفظوا 150 مزمور مزامير داود النبي. The signs of holiness became evidence in him since his young age. He was merciful to the poor and kind to the needy. When the people recognized his many virtues, they brought him to the bishop, who ordained him a priest for the church of the village. During the ordination, the people present heard a voice saying, Axios, 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 which means worthy, worthy, worthy. He shepherded his flock with sincerity and uprightness. The sweet aroma of his demeanor spread in every place, and St. Julius al-Aqfasi desired to see him. He came to him with some of his men and received his blessing. He took him to his village, Aqfas, where he stayed for a few days, then returned to his hometown. Persecution intensified against the Christians. Arianus, the governor, came to Elephant to force the people to worship the idols. When Abba Kluk knew of his coming, he gathered his flock in the church and celebrated the divine liturgy. He preached them to be steadfast in the faith till the last breath. Then he went to Arianus and confessed the Lord Christ before him. Arianus seized him and tried to entice him with high-ranking positions, but the saint refused. Then he threatened him with the severest kinds of torture, but the saint did not fear the torture and was steadfast in his Orthodox faith. The governor severely tormented him, then took him to Ahnasia, where he retired, him to torture him again. However, the angel of the Lord strengthened and encouraged him, and he wrote some miracles in prison. The governor ordered to take him back to his hometown and to behead him there. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. The church that bears his name in Alphonse still has his body in a reliquary. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. وفي أيضا استشهد القديس بهناو بركة صلواته فلتكن معنا أمين. On this day also is the commemoration of the consecration of the Church of St. John El Kuchi in the city of Rome. He was known as the owner of the Golden Bible. His body was relocated to it from Constantinople. The account of his departure is recorded under the 16th day of the month of Abib. May his blessings be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Yes.